Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
U.S. House points guns on clean energy, climate policies, and budget proposals. The Trump administration is considering eliminating various Biden-era climate action policies, including renewable energy tax credits and funding for clean energy. U.S. House representatives have introduced plans to cut federal spending on clean energy and electric vehicles in alignment with President Trump's anti-green energy agenda. Companies like SolarBank Corp may be impacted by these changes as they address the market for clean energy solutions. Green Energy Stocks is a communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. ADAP Advocacy airs commercial to open national advocacy campaign calling for reforming the 340B drug pricing program. ADAP Advocacy, as part of its 340B project, has launched a new commercial calling for reforms to the 340B drug pricing program. CEO Brandon M. McSatta highlights the need for common sense reforms to ensure the program's integrity, drawing parallels to the financial market collapse in 2007-08. The 340B Too Big to Fail national advocacy campaign aims to address issues like declining charity, rising healthcare executive compensation, and patient medical debt. The commercial will air in the DC market while Congress is in session and will run through the end of the year. To learn more, visit ADAP Advocacy's website. USA Bug Sweeps Inc. warns of significant surveillance risks in acceptance of Qatar aircraft gift, emphasis on comprehensive bugging device detection. USA Bug Sweeps Inc. highlights the significant surveillance risks associated with accepting a $400 million Boeing 747-8 aircraft gift from the Qatari royal family by former President Donald Trump. President Michael Auletta stresses the urgent need for comprehensive bugging device detection to safeguard national security. Modern surveillance technology allows for minuscule and easily concealed devices, requiring collaboration with aircraft manufacturers for effective detection. Past incidents, like China finding listening devices in a Boeing 767, emphasize the importance of rigorous detection protocols. Auletta urges proactive security measures, including TSCM sweeps and ongoing monitoring, to prevent privacy and security breaches. USA Bug Sweeps Inc. offers expertise in detecting and eliminating covert surveillance devices to ensure environments are free from unauthorized surveillance.
Intellicate unveils reputation management services for political campaigns. Intellicate, a leading online reputation and SEO consultancy, has launched a dedicated service line offering reputation management for political campaigns. The firm's services are tailored for candidates in state legislative races, local elections, and congressional campaigns to help them take control of their online narrative. CEO Gregory Graff emphasizes the importance of building a content firewall to combat old headlines, out-of-context posts, and deliberate misinformation in search results. Intellicate services include strategic SEO, reverse SEO, profile creation, online press placements, and ongoing monitoring. As more voters rely on online research, reputation management for political campaigns is becoming a crucial early-stage strategy. Intellicate's discreet consultations and affordable packages are especially valuable for down-ballot races facing aggressive online scrutiny. Nickel miners in Indonesia decry royalty rate increase, warn of possible layoffs. The nickel mining industry in Indonesia is unhappy with the government's decision to increase mining royalties, from 10% to rates ranging from 14 to 19%. This change, effective since May, is seen as a source of revenue for President Subianto's programs, like free meals for pregnant mothers and children. The industry argues that the timing of the increase, amidst the U.S.-China trade war and economic uncertainties, could lead to job cuts or mine closures. Nickel prices have already been affected by oversupply and reduced demand from EV battery makers. While the government hopes the higher royalties will curb nickel production and stabilize prices, companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, with operations in Indonesia, may feel the impact on global mineral markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.